And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, Religious Wrong, spelled R-O-N-G. Religious Wrong. Plus, can't be forced. Now, what does that mean? We're going to talk about that. It has to do with Christians responding to different requests. Can't be forced. Also, other people hear. You might not think that, but even Scripture tells us that the birds hear. And then we close it out this hour with today's Facebook post, Whisper.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, well, only in comment. Entertainment and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio, the same as it's always been. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Fires are burning in both Northern and Southern California, with fatalities being reported north of San Francisco. At least one person is reported dead there and several injured in the blazes in Mendocino, Napa, Yuba, and Sonoma counties. Cal Fire Director Ken Pimlet says thousands of residents are being evacuated ahead of the rampaging wildfires.
We need every resident to heed evacuation warnings and orders and move out quickly and orderly so that firefighters can focus on protecting homes, protecting infrastructure.
High winds are hampering the firefighting efforts. Cal Fire says the deaths and injuries occurred in Mendocino County, one of several counties struggling to contain a total of 14 major fires burning out of control. On Wall Street, the Dow by 13 points to 22,761. The NASDAQ dropped 10. This is SRN News.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Have you seen someone who is destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help. From Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's in business management to a master's in teaching and master's of science in leadership, San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison? Why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTechStopWrecks.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. On March 24, 2014, armed attackers burst through the doors of a Kenyan church. Many congregants suffered permanent injuries, including Austin and his wife, Diana. It's been 3 years, but Austin is still unable to work, and Diana continues to undergo surgeries and treatment. At first, the couple struggled with anger, but Diana says, "God's word encouraged me." And despite all that's happened, Austin's mother has now come to faith in Christ. Diana asks us to pray that other family members will also be saved and be encouraged by their faithful endurance.
"I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
Life can seem like a dark tunnel. We see a small light ahead, but don't know if it's the end of the tunnel or an oncoming freight train. None of us really knows what is coming next in life. Therefore, we have to choose whether to walk in fear or by faith. Life should be a discovery. Even though we can't see the future, God can. And the psalmist wrote that God's word is like a lamp unto our feet. Sometimes we have just enough light to take the next step while trusting Him for the future. So if you're walking into something unknown today, trust God to guide you. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's step-by-step guidance on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our great friend Sam Rasool. Sam is a very good friend of mine. In fact, I actually talked to him last week about getting some business advice. He's just that kind of guy that kind of understands how business operates and would talk with anybody about it. But Sam, as you know, is a real estate dude. What he does, real estate dude. And the real estate guy is committed to his craft. He's committed to making sure that he does the best he can and he does it as honorable to the Lord and to one another. You know, love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love your neighbors. You love yourself. So when he's making a program offer, like if you're, you know, selling your house, I'll forward up to $25,000 for your house to get fixed up. And then when it sells, I get the money back at the close of escrow, no interest charged. It is a commitment into the process. When you got somebody that says, I'll take 25% of my gross commission, not the net commission, but the gross commission, and give it to whatever ministry or church you want, that is somebody that is committed to the process. And I would be amazed if Sam told me that there was one single deal that he's encountered since he's been a believer that he didn't pray about and bring before the Lord. I encourage you to go to thinksam.com. Thinksam.com. Great, great URL. Pretty simple, pretty forward. 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. Or thinksam.com. And if it's not for you, because it probably isn't, friends, maybe, family, brothers, sisters, relatives, distant relatives, sons, perhaps it's people in your church or at work. We just simply say, if it's not for you, somebody else, send them to Sam. That's what we tell you to do. Just send them to Sam. There you go. ThinkSam.com. All right. The only other thing I want to tell you is don't forget about our great friend Steve Wheeler, who has been helping me for years fill in for me. He is the director of Whitefields Ministries, from which you can reach whitefields.org. Whitefields.org. Their mission, their life, what they exist for. You know, you have to have a purpose in the existence. For Christians, it is and should be in the initial phase to glorify God in all that we say and do and to enjoy him for all eternity. In their ministry process, they believe they're supposed to take the gospel to the farthest places in the earth, places that don't normally get the gospel. They believe that supporting rural pastors gives them a unique ministry because they support them financially, educationally, and just spiritually, emotionally, inspirationally. Because those are the guys on the front line planting churches where it's dangerous to plant churches. And they also believe that going alongside and proclaiming that gospel has a message that goes with it. And the message is, we don't just want you to hear what we feel and what we seem. We want you to know it by your experience with us. And so that's why they try to provide clean drinking water into every village they encounter. If you want more information about this ministry, whitefields.org. Whitefields.org. You can call them at 760-846-8610. That's 760-846-8610. As you may know or may not know, last week we made an announcement that the last show taking place from San Diego, from this studio, is going to take place November 3rd. And we put that up on Facebook as well. We got a lot of responses, from which I'm very appreciative. So I'm going to start sharing the process that I'm going through, because I think that's important, just in case you're wondering, well, gosh, do you have something that you've already set up for, you know, Texas, because you're moving there to move closer to your kids and closer to your grandkids. You got something already set up? And the answer is no. Well, you got a place to go to? And the answer is no. Have you lost your mind? And the answer is yes. Yes. But what's wrong with that? Listen, if you do this entire earthly journey to pay your bills, you lose. I mean, you really do. That's just terrible. Come on, that's awful. All right, let's just talk about this one portion. It's called Religious Wrong, and I want to do it in kind of a different way. And you know, it's the story where Jesus talks about the Good Samaritan, and we always, you know, it was on this bad road, even though every time somebody tells a story, everybody recognizes that people are on this road all the time. But anyway, it's this bad road, da-da-da. But I want to key in on this one portion where the leaders did something, which I think is really a religious wrong, and it's something that we need to be careful of, because I noticed myself doing it when I encountered a situation. So here's what the portion is. It's the Luke 10, the Good Samaritan portion, but I'm picking a specific part of the parable. Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers and stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to that place and saw him, passed by on the other side." That's all I kind of want to talk about right there. This is a parable. It's not a literal story. It's an example story. It's a teach story. A parable is an illustrative way to communicate truth. There's some people that think you can read too much into parables, and some people think you can read too little into parables. I happen to think that if God wants to have you see something closer, great. And if he doesn't, great. And I don't care. I don't know why you would care. But one of the things you get to pick up is, you got two religious leaders. One is, walking down the road. He's a priest. The other one is a Levite, and the Levite are the people that help the priests. So you really have more than civil leaders, although they had a lot of civil power. You have these people that are representative of faith. And I think that's a big part of this. Just to say, these are guys that are, you know, these are people you would assume would be somewhat charitable because they're church people. They're synagogue people. They're that kind of person. But what's amazing in this little illustration that Jesus gives is, you know, he doesn't indicate anything other than this. They go out of their way not to help. Not just that we're going to talk about the Samaritan and there's animosity with those guys between them and the Jews and the people in Jerusalem. And, you know, there's this, you know, element where, oh, that's all great. These guys are just people that go out of their way. It says, by chance, a priest was going down the road, and he saw him. Now, this is the guy that got beat up. So he's walking down the street, sees a guy that gets beat up. And when he sees him, what does he do? He skips to the other side so he doesn't have to see him and doesn't have to deal with him. That's what he does. That's the story. That's the whole pair. That is really the point. And likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, he passed by the other side. I think there's a great truth. If you want to know who your neighbor is, it's going to really come down to anybody you see, right? If you see them, they're in your universe. Bam. You know, sometimes if you hear about them, like the way we have communication now, hey, guess what? They're in your universe. It's, you know, you can't say you don't know them. They have officially, biblically become your neighbor. But these two guys went out of their way not to help. So they put themselves at a distance so as not to get involved. Have you ever gone through a process and the mindset, and this is true, I think it's true in family issues and work issues and in church issues and in club issues and social structure issues and in social media connective issues. It's like people are like, yeah, I don't want to get involved with that. I don't want to touch that. And I've not only said that, I mean, I think there's times where it seems to be appropriate. It's not appropriate when you have an opportunity to help somebody. All right? There's no appropriateness there. But recognize that even the religious people of the day, which would be kind of you and I, they can be considered by God non-neighborly, specifically if we go out of our way not to get involved. Let's try and step back from that perhaps just a tad so we're not the religious wrong, okay? All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
To take the fear out of living, put your faith in the living God.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Ann Cetus. It was 10-year-old Cleo's first time fishing, and as he looked into the container of bait, he seemed hesitant to get started. Finally, he said to my husband, "Help me, ISOW. When my husband asked him what the problem was, Cleo responded, "ISOW, I'm scared of worms." His fear had made him unable to act. Fear can paralyze grown men too. Gideon must have been afraid when the angel of the Lord came to him as he was threshing wheat in secret, hiding from his Midianite enemies. The angel told him he had been chosen by God to lead his people in battle. Gideon's response, "Pardon me, my Lord, but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." After being assured of the Lord's presence, Gideon still seemed fearful and asked for signs that God would use him to save Israel as he promised. And God responded to Gideon's request. The Israelites were successful in battle and then enjoyed peace for 40 years. We all have fears of various kinds, from worms to wars. Gideon's story teaches us that we can be confident of this. If God asks us to do something, He'll give us the strength and power to do it. reach for God's Word any time of the day with the new Our Daily Bread mobile app, or receive the print version at home for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to encourage you to check out the app, KPRZ app. It's free. It's good for, let's see, the Apple group. It's good for the Android group. It's absolutely free. Good for the Invisiphone. Don't forget the Invisiphone. That's coming your way. Just open up your hand, and there's the phone. It's the Invisiphone. We're going to get into our next DDD in a second, but before I do, I have to respond to this one story that came out. It is one of the more unique stories, and being a person from the state that looks like a mitten or a glove, there was a report from the Michigan State University police a couple of days back, a reporting of somebody finding a noose. I don't know if you heard that story or not. They found a noose, and people were very, very upset that they found a noose. It was a noose because it was a shoelace that was tied. And so that was considered to be a noose. So everybody was able to stand down from their red alert because it was attached, get this, closely to a shoe, because it was a shoelace. And somebody tied the shoelace, and people were highly offended by the packaged leather shoelace. Yeah, it's getting better. I want to go with that. It's getting better all over society. What could be better than your society thinking, it's a noose? Wait, it's a shoe. No problems there. I just wanted to kind of throw that your direction, give you a little bit of dose of reality. I didn't want you to stay disconnected from the news because I can understand, you know, being current is really important. And if you think that like something like that's really important to be current on, never watched Mighty Mouse, did you? Let's get into our DDD, Devotional Daughter Day. Here's the next one. This is called Can't Be Forced. Can't Be Forced. There's a lot of people that spend a great deal of time trying to disprove Scripture. I don't spend a ton of time trying to prove it. I mean, I have my positions, and our show is based upon the fact that we believe that the Word of God is God's Word, and that He who created the universe can write a book, no matter what people say or do. I mean, I know it's a huge leap of faith and everything. But there are other people that spend, you know, basically a lifetime trying to disprove Scripture, primarily because Scripture bothers them. It's not for any other reason. It's because it just bugs them. Like, if they really didn't care if Scripture was true or not, they would never make a comment. Why would you care? I absolutely positively, I got to be careful when I say this. I absolutely positively don't care about peewee football cheerleader people or trainings or I don't make any comment whatsoever. I could care less. Well, I guess that's going to be up until the kids grow up. But for right now, I don't care. Yeah, so I don't feel compelled to comment. Here is something that is an interesting devotional diamond of the day. It's called Can't Be Forced, because there are people that look for, I mean, they seek contradictions in the Word of God. This was a big one that recently came up for review for those that are in the academic realm. It's the big thing about the contradiction between Titus and Timothy. If you're not sure who Titus and Timothy are, the Paulinian epistles are all the letters that Paul wrote. And in writing them, he wrote two of them to Timothy and one of them to Titus. And those are called the pastoral epistles, primarily because of their pastoral position. And there are people that think that there's a big contradiction between Titus and Timothy because Paul responded to two different situations in two different ways. It's primarily it's just because of a lack of knowledge. But here is the gist of it. Okay? Timothy was circumcised by Paul to reach the Jewish people. But Paul wouldn't circumcise Titus to reach the Jewish people. And so the people are like, well, why not? That seems like it's, you know, it's good for one, it's not good for the other. How does that work? Well, that's really, it's actually a good question if you're into theology, and here's the answer. One, Timothy, was voluntary. Acts chapter 16, verse 3, Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him, so he took him and circumcised him on the account of the Jews in that area, for they knew that his father was a Greek. In other words, Paul was trying to make headway, and Timothy and him went over it, and Timothy and him acknowledged and decided on their own, we're going to do this so that we can be connecting. But in Titus's case, there was an attempt at coercion. Really important to understand that. Galatians chapter 2, verse 3 through 4. Yet not even Titus, who was with me, was compelled to be circumcised, even though he was a Greek. This matter arose because some false believers had infiltrated our ranks to spy on the freedom we have in Christ Jesus and to try and make us slaves. See, the difference between the Titus and the Timothy situation is the Timothy situation was Timothy and Paul willfully making a decision. The Titus situation is somebody on the outside trying to coerce and force a certain sense of compliance. It's one thing for the Christian to make the conscious decision before God. It's another thing for other beings, other people, other powers, and other entities to try and compel Christians to do things that is not in connection to their consciousness of God. You see, Christians have a freedom. They are not to use that freedom in an inappropriate way. You can't use forgiveness just to be able to go and send your brains out. Okay? You can't do that. Okay? That's not the goal. That's not the process. But you do have freedoms to make choices. Guess what? You have the opportunity, this is going to be amazing, to pick the church you want to go to. Right now, you can pick that church. That's a freedom. And you might be a Christian that says, well, I like the charismatic group. I like the Methodist group. I like the Pentecostal group. I like the Presbyterian group. I like the Lutheran group. Whatever the case, I like the Baptist group, whatever the case may be. You have that freedom to make that choice. People cannot really compel you in that direction, though the Holy Spirit in you, that's different. We're talking about what the world does. See, Christians can freely take steps to reach the world, but they should not be forced to do something to placate the world. You see that difference right there? You can do what you believe the Lord wants you to do, of course, not in the realm of sin, but you can do what you believe you're supposed to before the Lord. If it's the Lord's leading you that direction and that's what you believe, great. But the world cannot compel you to tell you how you should represent God to them. That does not work. That does not fly. That is not acceptable. And if you're trying to figure out, well, how do you know what the difference is? This is primarily between you and God, and it's supposed to be exit of outside forces. So my real simple answer in that is KISS. Which stands for keep it simple, stupid. I mean, just don't, you know, what the Lord has you do, do. What the Lord doesn't have you do, don't do. But the world does not determine. Religious groups that are outside of your realm and outside of your fellow, they do not determine for you what you do or what you do not do. No Baptist tells a Pentecostal what to do. No Pentecostal tells a Baptist what to do. It's absurd. Neither should a non-believer tell a believer what to do or how to be, or quite frankly, any other believer tell any other believer what they're supposed to do before the Lord. Which is why non-Christians will go, well, if you're a Christian, you should, well, how would you know, bud? You're not a Christian. That's what you got to remember. Can't be forced. You can voluntarily make decisions, but you can't be coerced by the world. That's not okay. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened, and then one day she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
When was the last time your family sat down and had a meaningful conversation at dinner time together?
This is Real Family Life with Dennis Rainey on Monday, October 9th.
When we got married, meals together was going to be a high priority for us. That when we started having children, we would have family time at the dinner table. We would pray together, and dinner would become a big priority. And now it's rare that we don't have meals together.
You know, meals can provide one of the greatest opportunities for a family to connect. Some of the best conversations Barbara and I have ever had with our children have happened around the dinner table. Sometimes I'll put forth a question and have everyone go around the table and answer it. It generates healthy conversation and creates teachable moments. Here's some of the questions that you might consider asking at the dinner table. If you were a parent, when would you let your child date? Or, what are your friends' standards about holding hands and kissing? Another one, name one thing you appreciate about your mom. Still yet another one, what's the most popular song on the radio right now? And what's the message that it conveys? One final thought, if it's been a while since your family sat down for dinner together, why don't you do it tonight? You may want to think ahead about the ways that you can use your time to effectively connect your heart with your children. I'm Dennis Rainey. And that's Real Family Life.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
to. Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. For those that do not know, November 3rd will be our last show that we are doing out of San Diego. We are relocating to Texas, deep in the heart of Texas. All right, so what does that mean, and why do you say it that way, and what's going on? Here's what's going on. My grandchildren are so far away from me. I have a picture of my granddaughter looking at the computer screen, waiting for me to contact her on Skype. She's just sitting there looking at it. And I was thinking, you know, that just, there's just something wrong with that. I don't, I understand if you can't do anything about it. I get that. But if you just like, you know, I could probably do something about this. And it's odds are when she's 15, 16, or 17, maybe she won't think, you know, grandpa's cool. But I can fool her from 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's a long time. So we've been working on this, like I said, on Friday since late January. I've been working with the regional, I don't even know what she's called, the vice president of the company. And so we've been talking about this and working on this. So my wife and I have made this decision. My daughter is in Covington, Tennessee. My son is in Fate, Texas. We're going to go closer to Texas because my daughter and her husband are used to traveling and have to do a lot of traveling for ministry, and they will be able to travel a lot more, whereas my son and their new baby can't do as much. So we're going to be, you know, making our base more towards Texas. It's going to be Dallas, probably about 35 minutes east of Dallas. And as things go on, I will tell you what the different things are that are going on. You'll love this. You have to understand this. We found a house that we thought this would be a great house. We're going to try for this house to rent it. And as soon as Noelle and I decided we're going to rent it, we sent it off to our realtor. And she contacted that real estate who had just that second before received an application for it. Just like, wait a minute. So now we're in the hunt. That's always fun. The hunt is fun. Okay, well, the hunt is fun sometimes. Okay, the hunt is not always fun, but it is part of the process. It's called the hunt, so we can use a lot of prayer. The thing that we are praying for and asking people to pray for specifically is just to have the direction. We really believe the Lord's given us plenty of confirmation. And for those that do not know, we will be keeping all the podcasts up. So if you ever get that, gee, I miss being irritated thing, you can always go to davidspoon.com and listen to any of the podcasts, but there's about, I don't know, there's like 1,000 of them or something close to it anyway, because we've done over 1,000 shows, but they've not all been podcasts, just most of them. All right. Let's get into our next devotional diamond of the day. This is really one that I read the other day on Saturday. And all I thought about when I was kind of putting this together and I was doing my devotions in Acts chapter 16 was, I'm not doing this. What this is I'm about to share, I'm not doing it. So, you know, you'll have a preacher and he'll get up there and, you know, this is what we need to do. This is how we need to do it. This is how we need to be. And I think that's all well and good. In my particular case, I am not a pastor. I am not that smart. I am not that bright. I am not that able. And I am far, far away from the best of these, you know, spiritual principles. I kind of sit a little bit more into Philippians chapter 1, where Paul says, you know, whether they're doing it out of good motives or bad, I don't care. The word's getting preached. Jesus is being preached. I'm, you know, one of those people that recognize I'll never be as good as the message. I don't think any man will ever be as good as the message that God loves us in spite of us. So when I share something like this with you, I want you to know this is not me going, yeah, I do this. This is me going, I want to do this. All right? It's called Other People Here. Acts chapter 16, verse 23 through 25. After striking them with many blows, they threw them into prison and ordered the jailer to guard them securely. On receiving this order, he placed them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Paul and Silas had been preaching and witnessing and sharing. And if you don't know the run-up to this story, there was a girl that had a spirit. For those that don't think witchcraft is real, don't read the Bible. Okay, just stay away from that. She was making her masters, and we don't know how that operation worked, but it doesn't sound like it was good. She was making her masters a ton of money. You could say, well, it was all fake. Okay, but it doesn't say that, so you can read into that if you want to. That's fine. But what she would do is she would say things that were in the spirit realm that, you know, typically people could not know. She's making her masters a lot of money. This was the girl that was following Paul and Silas around, saying, these are the men of God who are showing you the way to eternal life through their message. These are the real things. These are the real guys. And she kept doing that day after day after day. And the scripture says that Paul got annoyed. I'm Jewish. I know annoying. And here's a Jewish guy that got annoyed. He must have been really annoyed. So he turned around and cast the spirit out of her just to shut her up. Wow. A lot of spiritual warfare there just to not have to hear it. Well, her masters, they lost money. So what did they do? They took Paul and Silas. They brought them before the magistrate. And they said, these guys are teaching things that the Romans can't do. They're teaching things that we're not allowed to do. And we want them to be imprisoned because they've ruined our livelihood. So it's at this point that they took them and they struck them and they stripped them and they beat them and they threw them in jail. And they placed him in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. Now, I just want you to understand, it's embarrassing enough for anybody in the world to be stripped naked in front of other people. But these guys were stripped naked, and then they were beaten in front of all the people to see. And then they didn't just throw them into jail, which probably would have been somewhat merciful, but they threw them, the scripture says, in the inner cell. Do you know what the inner cell is? That's the hole. Remember, see those movies where they say, we're going to put you in the hole. We're going to put you in that bed. That's the inner cell. And in the inner cell, which is bad enough because it's isolation, they fastened their feet to the stocks so they couldn't move. At least usually in an inner cell, you can, you know, rock back and forth or walk three steps or walk five steps or everything. These guys could not move. I'm not talking about hygiene here, are we? So what did they do? Because remember, they're in the inner cell. They're surrounded by another cell, which was likely in those prison times surrounded by another cell. They were, scripture says, praying. You know what they weren't doing? Complaining. I'd have been complaining. I'd have been, hey, this isn't fair, right? Now, the next thing scripture says is they were singing. There's a lot of things I would do in that situation. Singing is probably not one of them. These guys, imagine their situation. They've been stripped. They've been beaten. They've been thrown in the inner cell, right? Their feet are in stocks. They're praying and they're singing hymns to God. Do you know that hymns offer worship and a doxology to God? So here's the whole point. What would other people think of God based on what they hear us say regarding our situation that we say to God? In other words, what would somebody else think of God based on what they hear us say about God or about how we're responding to a situation? Because what we don't recognize is that in our circumstance, other people hear. And it has an impact. In this verse, it says, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. The other prisoners could hear that they were praying, and they could hear what they were praying. They could hear that they were singing. What a testimony to be in that jail. Stripped, beaten, and in the inner cell, they're praying and they're singing to God. They're singing hymns, which is giving glory to God. And who's getting the first and foremost witness from this? The other prisoners who have nothing to do with them, but they can observe them. They can hear them. And that singing and that praying and those singing of those hymns is a dramatic testimony for others to hear. So when you're in your circumstance, other people hear you. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back with our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, remember the mortgage meltdown of 2008? Have you tried to get a mortgage since then and been turned down?
Or maybe you haven't even tried because your credit score is stuck at 585 or your tax returns have too many write-offs. Well, Cash Call Mortgage has great news for you. We've just introduced programs for people who've been told no. And what's doubly exciting is that we can solve your mortgage problems with no closing costs, no points, title, escrow, and no fees.
Wait, Cash Call, are you saying you now have credit and income-solving mortgages with no closing costs? Are you kidding?
You heard right. A credit or income-solving loan with no closing costs. Call 877-890-CASH, and we'll work with you to solve your mortgage issues. Make the cash call at 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
The Bible teaches that God gave a person as a gift to every one of us, and that person is Jesus Christ.
Billy Graham.
Love was the motive of God's gift. It is to the whole world of men and women, with their longings, their disappointments, and their poverty, to which He sends the supreme gift of His love. It is the whole world that God loves, and God loves you.
Yeah, even if you feel alone and insignificant, God loves you enough to send Jesus Christ to die for your sins. And if you surrender your life to Jesus, you receive God's free gift of salvation.
That is why the Bible says that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. God does not force His gift on you, but He asks you to receive by faith the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ.
Are you ready to receive that gift? We can walk you through the process at this website, findpeacewithgod.net, from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
The tongue is the most powerful part of our body. I mean, we really need to chain it, tame it, and train it.
Mark Merrill on Focus on the Family Minute.
And so words are extremely, extremely important. And I'm a wordsmith. And so those respectful words are important. Affirming words are important. I remember Truett Cathy, our friend, founder of Chick-fil-A. Truett once said to me, "Mark, how do you really know someone needs encouragement?" I was like, "I don't know, Truett, how?" He said, "If they're breathing." Those affirming words, those words of encouragement, I think are some of the most important words that we can provide to our spouse and to our children, because you know what? Everybody needs encouragement, especially in today's world. There's so much going on, and we need to encourage one another.
Use affirming words to encourage your family and those around you. More from Mark at FamilyMinute.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Don't forget, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt. That's good. Big shout out to Deb as she's listening in deep in the heart of Texas. Okay, that's the best I can do. We're going to have to find a sound clip for that, or you're going to hear that for about 4 weeks, and nobody, and I mean nobody, is going to be happy about that. Let's also remember the KPRZ Facebook page and the KPRZ website. That would be kprz.com for those that are not sure where we were going with that one. We will close this hour out with a Facebook post called Whisper. The next hour, we're going to be talking about what is normal. I'll give you a dollar if you can give me an answer that's right. I'm just saying, it's like, what is normal? What does that even mean? Normal to who? Anyway, let us talk about this. This is something that I had written before and haven't talked about for a while, but it's kind of a cool one, I think. It comes out of Psalm 145, verse 18. It says, "The Lord is near to all who call upon Him. To all who call upon Him in truth." This is Psalm 145, verse 18. "The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth." There are three things that I pull out of this, not because the message is supposed to be 3 points. And in fact, that's really old school because now messages in seminary are 4 or 5 points. There are three main points because there are 3 points that I see in this that speak to me about getting it better than I've gotten it. The first one is the Lord is near. I think that for a believer, for a Christian, recognizing that the Lord is near you is kind of close to the top of all things. You know, when Jesus was born, he was given the name Emmanuel, which is God with us. We need to have this nearness to our Creator, or we just feel bedazzled, whatever the word is. We're just off the rock, and we can't figure it out. And why that's important is because this is one that the enemy uses a lot against us. And that is, oh, well, you became a Christian, and man, you did a lot of great things in the beginning, but you know, now that the Lord has gotten a chance to know you, maybe he's not as close as he was in the beginning of this whole venture. And that's a lie. You see, though, the way that you defeat the lie is with the truth. That's how you defeat lies, with the truth. And the truth is that the Lord is near. He's not far away. He's not gaseous living on Pluto, which used to be a planet. He's not somewhere in the ozone. He's not somewhere out there going, every once in a while, I think I'll check up on Dave. He is a being that is beyond our capacity. He's infinite. He's interlinear, which means he has no time, start, or finish. He is beyond the mortality of our mindsets because we are finite and he is infinite, and you can't fit infinite into finite unless infinite squishes itself and puts himself in there through the Holy Spirit. That's the only way it can happen. We can't do it. So we need to recognize the Lord is near, and he's near to all who call upon him. And I think it's important to recognize, especially in lieu of Hebrews 10:19 through 22, that access to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, access to the center of the universe, is 24/7, 365. Now we have picked Sunday and Wednesday nights as major access times. And while cute and all, I'm pretty sure Jesus would not approve. It's not that he wouldn't approve of Sunday. I think he wouldn't approve of Monday and Tuesday and Thursday through Saturday. I think that's the problem. Because we have open access through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and use it very selectively. And sometimes we do that because we don't want God to know what we're doing, as though he didn't know what we were doing, which is kind of the bizarre part about that whole thing. So the Lord is near, not far away, to all who call upon him. That would be you. That would be me. That would be everybody that believes, who call upon him in truth. We had a church in Flagstaff called Aletheia. Aletheia means true, truth. It's the opposite of what Ananias and Sapphira were. They were hypocrites. And God responds to those who call upon him. It's people that are real, sincere. You don't call upon the Lord with a hidden agenda. Balaam, when he responded to the Lord, if you get into the study of it, you get a sense that he thought he could go and bless Balak and maybe get some money out of the whole deal. And that's why God got mad and sent the angel to wipe him out. The idea behind that is that when you come before the Lord, it's got to be the real you, or don't come. Don't bother. Because he already knows what the real you is or isn't. That's what I tell people. I'll say that one, still the purest prayer of my life. I'm sitting there before the Lord as he has told me no more doing drugs. And I just said, Lord, I love doing this. Why wouldn't I say that? It was the truth. I said, you're going to have to take it away from me because I'm not going anywhere in this. And then it became a battle that he could fight with me and teach me, and not just my battle, which usually ends up as a disaster anyway. So my point in all of that is to make sure that you recognize the Lord is near. You recognize he responds to us because of the access through Jesus Christ. And when you call upon him, just make it real. Make it sincere. There's no hidden agenda. Just call on the Lord. He'll help you. He loves you. Be yourself. That's who he made you to be. Trying to be somebody else might be an insult to what he made, right? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty, and then we'll be back with the next hour. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.